Newton also made great contributions to the development of differential and integral calculus. Newton and Leibniz established them in different ways, independently around the same time. Newton insisted that he invented them before Leibniz, even though the latter published on them earlier. He had such a suspicious nature that he even claimed that Leibniz stole his ideas. They continued a legal battle for 25 years. Despite his great achievements in physics and mathematics, Newton was by no means a perfect man. In 1720, he invested in stocks, eventually losing about £20,000, or the equivalent of £3 million in today's terms. In an attempt to recoup his losses and solve his financial woes, he became addicted to alchemy and continued intensive experimentation till he left Cambridge. He died in Kensington, London on March 20, 1727. The exhumation of Newton's body revealed that his hair contained high levels of mercury, lead, arsenic, and antimony, elements all of which were often used for alchemy. Newton left his mark on the history of science. The Newtonian mechanics greatly changed the view of the world. He can be called the father of modern physics, and British people are still very proud of him. In 1705, he received a knighthood from Queen Anne. It was the first time that a knighthood had been given to a scientist for his academic achievements.